This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this program. You, as always, are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And with you here tonight, you've got me, Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
We're going to get into a story, Chris, that you brought to share with us tonight about the Border Patrol, the Customs and Border Enforcement. They have been seizing devices like cell phones and laptop computers at the border, and they demand you put your password in. If you don't, they'll just keep it, and you'll probably never see it again. So we'll talk more about what's going on, because there's an update in that situation. The Electronic Frontier Foundation has been suing, but there's also another piece of news that you're going to share with us coming up here in a moment.
Absolutely.
First, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts to start things out. We have Matthew in Louisiana listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Matthew.
So y'all talking about the Facebook Bitcoin. And the main thing I was thinking about is who's going to keep it secure from Facebook?
It's not going to be. It's not going to be a. We're just going to go on and think on a limb. I think I can speak for all three of us in saying I don't think any of us think this is going to be a cryptocurrency. It's not going to be decentralized. It's not going to be distributed. It's going to be completely centrally controlled and managed by Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Well, you heard that Facebook, basically, they lost CrossFit Framing as a client because
CrossFit Framing. Oh, training, the exercise group.
Okay.
Right.
CrossFit.
They have a discussion group about, you know, how all the medical advice you've been getting is bad and, you know, for the last 50 years and how we should concentrate on healthy fats and avoid sugars at all costs, et cetera, ad infinitum. It's something I've kind of thought about myself, but that's not allowed on Facebook because that's contrary to the prevailing wisdom of the medical community.
Wait, so really? Really? Hold on. Yeah. So Facebook, wait a minute. Are you saying that CrossFit, which is like a nationwide, this is a pretty big, popular, like, workout program, from what I understand.
Yeah.
An ex-girlfriend of mine was in CrossFit for a time. They have one here in the Monadnock region. There's one in Keene. This is a big company. I mean, it is well represented. You're saying CrossFit is no longer allowed to even have any kind of corporate page or existence on Facebook? Is that what you're saying?
That discussion group on CrossFit Training Facebook page got banned, and then CrossFit just was like, no. And then so they pulled out. They were a sponsor of Facebook. They were paying to have a commercial web page, not web Facebook page. Is that what you call it? Yeah, whatever you call it. Anyway, so I didn't read this, but I saw this on Tim Pool's Timcast.
So according to Reason.com, they've got an article about this. Looks like it was published today. So this is pretty big recent news. It says here that Facebook deleted without warning or explanation what they called a Banting 7-Day Meal Plan user group. The group had 1.65 million users.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even know you could have groups that big on Facebook, who posted testimonials and other information regarding the efficacy of a low-carb, high-fat diet. While the site has subsequently been reinstated, also without warning or explanation, Facebook's action should give any serious person reason to pause, especially those of us engaged in activities contrary to prevailing opinion. Hmm. Now, this is an official statement from CrossFit. That is what I'm reading this excerpt from here. This is more from CrossFit. They say Facebook serves as a de facto authority over the public square, arbitrating a worldwide exchange of information as well as overseeing the security of the individuals and communities who entrust their ideas, work, and private data to this platform. This mandates a certain responsibility and assurance of good faith, transparency, and due process. Now, I don't agree with the interpretation that Facebook is has authority over a public square. Facebook is not a public square, and the people who want to liken Facebook to some sort of public utility are dangerous people, because
you can go argue with them. That would be Stexenhammer, Tim Pool, Carl Benjamin. Well, you can go ahead and argue with them. I want to see the debate.
I don't know who those people are. I don't know why I would want to argue with them.
Because we
I'll argue with anybody. Send them over.
Because what, Matthew?
We need to have a debate about it.
Why?
I've been trying to get them to call y'all. They won't do it. All right,
well,
ciao.
It's clear they don't want a debate. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate that.
I think he's talking about like a bunch of socialists and tech socialist people.
Okay, you've heard the names?
I haven't heard those specific names, but I do know that the tech world, there's a bunch of people, famous people in the tech world, who are basically having that public square debate and want to, like, regulate these, you know, huge tech companies, you know, basically.
Yeah, and I always take a shaded position on things. On the one hand, no, Facebook is not a public square because it's private property.
That's right.
But on the other hand,
people like Cantwell that want to change
social
that.
Media should be a public square, and the way to do that is to develop a distributed social media system.
Absolutely.
So that it's public because nobody can be thrown off it.
Mm.
You know, and
well,
that's a technological solution. There is no government solution. You can't just nationalize Facebook.
But that's what people like Chris Cantwell want. And it's Chris Cantwell.
Well,
it's also people on the left.
Well, Cantwell's a socialist now. He's a Nazi. He's a national socialist. So he wants to...
Well, he's more like a fascist, but yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Well, yeah,
he's
okay,
a total
yeah.
statist, basically.
There's certainly solutions to these problems.
That's just the only N-word I can use.
I mean, there's Mastodon in replacement of Twitter, for example, as decentralized.
It's great.
That works great.
We both use it. Yeah. I think Rich is on there now.
Mastodon would fit my description of a public square, because if you look at Mastodon space... Because anybody can download their own server and run it on their own computer.
Right.
So
anybody
even if you get kicked off every existing Mastodon instance, you can still be on Mastodon.
Sure.
And people can still connect directly to your server and find out what you have to say.
Yep.
Now, if nobody's doing that, then you've obviously wasted your time because nobody wanted to hear what you were saying anyway, and you might want to get a job baking cookies or something.
Nobody,
but
you might have the right to speak, but nobody has to listen.
That's correct.
Yeah,
so.
Nobody has an obligation to listen to you.
Because the Mastodon platform is a federated platform. That means the other people running servers can just ignore you. They can disconnect from you, and you don't get to talk to them.
Yeah, and you can be clicked off in a particular instance, but that's okay because you could just sign up for another instance or create your own instance and basically be in total control of your own domain.
Wow.
Which you guys have
Should
done,
I feel bad that I've never been thrown off a Mastodon server? Is that something like if you haven't been banned from Facebook, you should up your game?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, we've set up our own, my partner and I have set up our own servers, so nobody's in control of us and what we say, but I know, I think you have signed up with the Libertarian server, right?
Which is a Libertarian
instance,
Mastodon
instance. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of depends on, you know, how much do you trust your other Libertarian.
Well, right. I mean, whoever's running that could get a hair up his butt. And,
right.
Shut the thing down or go ban crazy or whatever. Mm-hmm. In which case, I have yet to actually verify this, but I believe you can download your profile and re-upload it to another server.
So people would still be following you?
No, you'd probably have to repoint somehow. I don't know how that would work, but at the very least, you wouldn't be able to lose your content.
If they're following you by your full Mastodon ID, it would be like following somebody's email address. It wouldn't matter if they move.
Does it matter what instance you're
in? If they move the server.
No, it does matter.
Well, you can see people across servers. You can follow people on other servers.
So someone could search for you and find your new profile. But I don't think that you would necessarily retain all your followers if you had to move.
Yeah, I don't think that's how that works. I mean, I could be wrong.
But I could be wrong, too. I've never actually tried
that. That would be really awesome if
you could. I think I could try that tonight.
Yeah, if you can sign somebody up, I follow you, and then take that profile and move it to a different server?
Yeah.
I want to know, because that is really cool.
There is a thing that does something like that, and it's called Node Solid, and it's this thing I've been talking about that's developed by the original author of the World Wide Web.
Oh, right, yeah.
All right, we got more on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. We can go back to get into this border device story that Chris brought in, or we can talk further about CrossFit versus Facebook. CrossFit not happy about what happened to their group. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up 3 weeks from tonight, I think we're all going to be, I don't know if you're going to be there yet, but I know you're going to be at ForkFest.
I absolutely am.
Yeah, I know you're going to be traveling this. You're not going to be able to make the whole thing.
Right? I got a flight coming back on, like, Saturday.
Sweet.
So I'll probably be there Saturday evening.
Awesome.
Wow. All right. Where are you coming back from?
Let's see. North Carolina, Southeast.
Kind of family
Linux
thing?
Fest.
Oh, it's a fest.
You know, I got to give a speech, actually. The same speech I'm going to give at ForkFest.
Oh, right.
Or ForkFest, sorry. or one
at
of the
Alt Expo. You're going to do it
Yeah. So
you're coming to ForkFest. Rich and I, we're going to be there, I imagine, on day one.
Yep. I'll definitely be there. Probably, I don't know, maybe, is anybody going up before? I guess there's nothing to set up.
I guess it's your own site.
It's all decentralized.
Yeah, your own tent site or whatever.
That's cool.
So we'll be there at June 13th through the 18th. That's coming up in 3 weeks. That starts on a Thursday. It ends on a Tuesday, so it'll be through the weekend. And there's going to be a lot happening. But what is it all going to be? I have no idea. I don't know what all is going to be going on at ForkFest because it's decentralized. There's no central repository.
Well, hold on. Wait a minute. We do have a little bit of an idea what's going on.
I have a little bit of an idea, but I don't know what all is
going
on.
Right, that's true.
There's a bunch of stuff happening that I don't know what
Certainly
it is.
Certainly we know about ManCamp.
Was it ManCamp?
Yeah, ManCamp. We know about the Alt Expo. There's going to be some talks. I'm giving one.
AnyPay Global is throwing parties at night.
Yep, AnyPay is throwing some parties.
Dance parties. The big gay dance parties coming back.
Yep. I mean, so there's certainly stuff that we know about, and it's going to be happening. Yeah. It's going to be a great time. So
some people are going to be cooking, apparently, this year. So I think the food...
Johnson said he was coming.
Did he? Okay, good.
Yep, I believe he's going to be cooking. So
The food selection will be increased from last year because it basically was non-existent last year.
Yeah, we had to go off the campground in order to get
most of the time, at least at nighttime. There was
a little bit, though.
Patrick from Liberty.menu was doing breakfast. Yeah, he was the only one doing anything last year. So it's going to be... I think it's going to be better attended. There's more buzz about it this year.
We're probably going to have twice the number of people as last year, Excluding the wedding that occurred.
True. Mm. So we're looking forward to it. You can join us there. It is a decentralized libertarian camping event. It's happening here in New Hampshire in the beautiful White Mountains at a place called Rogers Campground. And if you've never been there, you're probably going to love it. You'll be surrounded by natural splendor and also some really cool liberty-minded folks. Go to forkfest.party to learn more about it. It's June 13th through the 18th. There's no tickets. You just get your campsite and show up. June 13th through the 18th, ForkFest.party. Now, it is followed by a different libertarian camping festival, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I think is entering its 16th year, maybe 17 if you count year zero. But there's been a lot of PorkFests, and that one you do need a ticket for, and you can go check out their website at ForkFest.com. But go to ForkFest, ForkFest, ForkFest.party. There's a Telegram chat room with something like 70-plus people. In there. It's a pretty active chat, and there's also a forum where people are posting, you know, some of the things that they've got planned, what they want to do. ForkFest.party. We'll see you there. All right, so a little bit more here about this CrossFit thing, because it's interesting, and we did talk earlier about Facebook, and then we'll get into the Border Patrol. But according to Reason.com, apparently the founder of CrossFit self-describes as a, quote, rabid libertarian.
Oh.
Interesting. They said that they did an interview with him 6 years ago from Reason.com. His name is Greg Glassman. The statement from CrossFit basically says that Facebook has, they're overseeing what they describe as a public square. Now, I think, you know, we would quibble with whether or not it's public. It's certainly not. It's open to the public generally, but it's not public in that it is private property. And they should be able to set whatever rules they want to. And CrossFit should be able to walk away if they don't like the rules. And that's exactly what they're doing. CrossFit, this is from CrossFit's statement on the matter. They were, for listeners just tuning in, CrossFit had a large group banned off of Facebook. And then there was some amount of uproar over it, so Facebook reinstated the group, and they never explained why they banned it, never explained why they reinstated it.
And it was 1.5 million users?
1.6 million.
1.6 million. That's as many people as the United States has active duty military and police were in that cross
country. Yeah, it's larger than more, you know, several states.
Yeah.
It's larger than New Hampshire.
CrossFit Incorporated, as a voluntary user of and contributor to this marketplace, can and must remove itself from this particular manifestation of the public square when it becomes clear that such responsibilities are betrayed or reneged upon to the detriment of our community. That's the end of the excerpt from the statement, but Reason.com goes on with a little more. They say the statement lists 8 additional complaints about Facebook, which also owns Instagram. These include the platform's willingness to censor certain accounts or pages at the insistence of governments, its weak intellectual property protections, and its alleged willingness to act, quote, in the service of food and beverage industry interests by removing, quote, accounts of communities that have identified the corrupted nutritional science responsible for unchecked global chronic disease, unquote. So,
and I will say I'm on the keto diet myself, so this hits near, and I have had all kinds of harassment from doctors and medical people who, without examining me, will tell me that
you're wrong.
You know that I shouldn't be doing this. And you know,
how do these doctors harass you? Are they on Facebook giving you a hard time?
Not harassing me, but like I'll generally tell a doctor when I'm first going in just to see what it is, and they'll be like, oh, you need to stop. So not harass. I mean, the same way you harass somebody to stop smoking.
They're giving you an opinion when you're going to see them. They're not seeking you out and giving you a hard time.
Yeah. They're not chasing me around or anything, but it is irritating. To have people say, oh, well, that's not your...
Guess what? People's bodies are different. Maybe different diets work differently for different people.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we don't think about with drug studies, where they say, oh, we did a study with 10,000 participants, and nobody died of this drug. Well, what happens when you give it to 1,000,000 participants?
Somebody might die.
Exactly. You know, you may not have found the first allergy yet, but... It could be common-ish.
Despite CrossFit's strong condemnation, at one point the statement declares that by purging dissenting views about low-carb, high-protein diets, quote, Facebook is complicit in the global chronic disease crisis, unquote. The company does hold open the possibility of returning if Facebook and Instagram restore, quote, good faith, transparency, and due process, unquote. This is one way that marketplaces, whether for goods and services or for ideas, are supposed to work. In the parlance of political economist Albert O. Hirschman, CrossFit is not simply exercising its right of exit by leaving Facebook, but also its right of voice by complaining publicly. In the best of all worlds, such actions wouldn't be necessary. Instead of taking it upon themselves to police more than true threats, and instead of calling for government regulation of expression, Facebook and other social media services would treat their platforms as free speech zones and focus instead on providing users with tools to personalize their experience. But
I like that Facebook doesn't do that, because that's what's going to drive people off
of
Facebook.
Yeah.
People came to the internet for free expression. I tell them to keep looking.
Yep. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. What happens when you try to cross the border with your electronic devices might be changing. Coming up, more on that. Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The Trump administration is sending 1,500 troops and a dozen fighter jets to the Middle East in coming weeks. Vice Admiral Michael Golday, who heads the Pentagon's joint staff, says it's to counter Iran's escalating campaign to plan attacks against the U.S. and interests in the region.
While we do not seek conflict with Iran, we are determined to protect our forces and interests in the region from attack.
Pentagon officials are now publicly blaming Iran and its proxies for recent tanker bombings near United Arab Emirates and a rocket attack in Iraq. Congress and the White House thought passage of a massive disaster aid bill for victims of flood, blizzard, hurricane, and wildfire victims was a done deal. But Texas GOP Congressman Chip Roy proved them wrong.
This is a $19 billion bill that is not paid for when we are racking up $100 million of debt per hour.
Lawmakers were using unanimous consent to get it quickly passed, with most House members already gone for recess. It only takes one person to object to stall it, and Roy did. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. Unless, of course, your phone was confiscated when you were crossing the border.
I hate it when that happens.
Can't call anybody in that case.
Right.
And that's what we're going to get into coming up here. And you can share your thoughts with us. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
And also, don't forget, you can watch us online on our video streaming platforms, where we are on Twitch and also DLive. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm and follow us on the Twitch platform, or on the newer, supposedly decentralized DLive platform over at DLive.lrn.fm. Whether it's decentralized or not is another question, but it does seem to do a good job of delivering the video. So you can watch us there, too. And we may be... Are we doing an after show tonight, Rich? You in the mood?
Yeah, I'm down.
Okay, we'll do that. That's coming up later. It'll be after 10 o'clock at night Eastern time. So when we finish the radio show tonight, if you're on DLive or Twitch, stay tuned, because we'll start an after show at some point. I'm not sure.
Probably if you're not, you can sign up by going to...
Twitch.lrn.fm and dlive.lrn.fm. You can follow us there. All right. So, Chris, you've got an update. This isn't about the EFF's lawsuit. This is a different story about the invasion of privacy that is going on a regular basis in the United States, at the border, at international border checkpoints, whether you're driving or you're flying. These bureaucrats can demand that you hand over your device or devices. In my case, when I was coming back from Acapulco. I wrote a lengthy version of it over at freekeen.com.
Well, a summary of it.
Yeah, so it was, my third time coming back from Acapulco. So I'd come back twice in previous years and had no issues. And this year they're like, you need to go over there. And you know, you go into the secondary or whatever, this other room, where I was kept for over 3 hours, and my devices were searched because I did allow them into the devices. I could have said no.
Yeah, it would have been my response.
Then they would have taken the devices. But I went in there prepared for it because, you know, I know that this is something they can do. We've reported on these searches before. And so I prepare for it by, you know, unloading my cryptocurrency wallet, logging out, deleting Coinomi, that kind of thing, logging out of Edge or whatever, getting out of anything that they could have kind of gotten into and meddled in, log out of Gmail, log out of, whatever stuff I can get out of, password protecting, Telegram and things like that. So there are things that you can do to sort of sanitize your device, if you will. Not to say that, there was anything that was illegal there. It's just like, I don't want them in my business. I don't want them reading my emails. I don't want them, even though they could get a warrant and search through it from Google or whatever. But, making it harder rather than easier on them is something that I would do. And so there was initially a bureaucrat who was just sort of like your typical uniformed, overweight New York guy, bureaucrat, who wanted to search through the devices. And I said, okay, well, I'll let you do it, but I want to be able to watch it. Mm-hmm. And he was fine with that. So, okay, I watched him kind of do what I would describe as a nothing more than a cursory search, like basically flipping through the photos, because I still had my background photos on my phone. So he's looking through my background photos. And, basically that's all he did. He just kind of did a cursory examination. But then after more waiting, there was a whole lot of waiting over this three hours. Then two plainclothes detectives came out wearing like badges on necklaces around their necks, those kind of guys. And they seemed to know more about, searching things. And then they took my devices. And while I protested to them, like, hey, I wanted to watch you do this. And they're like, well, this is our special border power. And they literally said something like that to me as they exited the room. They'd never asked me to put the laptop password back in, so I'm pretty sure they weren't able to do anything with the laptop, even though they took it with them. Mm-hmm. And because it was a Linux, Linux laptop.
Do you have an encrypted hard drive?
Yes.
They probably duplicated the entire drive is what most likely they did, and so some forensics person, because even though they came specially for you, they probably were not forensics people.
Maybe.
And the reason they would have done that also is because when you...
It's not going to do them much good to duplicate an encrypted drive.
No, the reason that they would duplicate the drive and hand it over to forensics people is because then they can use it in court. If they don't, then you could potentially argue, well, they compromised the evidence.
I suspect that they definitely... I don't think they were back there long enough to... I mean, maybe they were, to take the hard drive out and actually...
Duplicate it.
I think they would have had an easier time duplicating the phone, just ripping the memory or whatever from the phone, because they had access to the phone. They definitely
have devices for that.
They have special...
They can just plug it in and press a button.
They have special devices, and I don't even know they would have to necessarily take the hard drive out of your laptop to duplicate it. So it would
be faster if they did, though.
I'm not even sure if that's the case necessarily, because you can hook up, I'm trying to think how they would, I don't know your specific laptop, but access to the PCIe bus right there, and so you have a high speed access potentially to that hard drive for duplicating it if you have the right technology.
They probably have that.
I don't necessarily know it would have taken them that terribly long.
It's your choice. Do you want to lose your devices for good? What are the odds you're going to get them back?
Oh, for sure, it's going to be for good.
Worth anything. Or do you want to let them go through your stuff? I mean, that's basically the situation, and it sucks. And the EFF has filed a lawsuit, a class action lawsuit, against the Border Patrol for this.
Have you considered getting a flip phone for travel?
No.
Okay.
I've not.
That's that's also one solution.
Smartphones are too useful, man. I wouldn't, want to not have a smartphone.
The one reason that I wouldn't provide them a password is because once you provide them a password...
I did not give them the password. I put the password into the phone and removed the
security from the phone. One of the reasons that's also probably a bad idea is because they will... There have been cases where they've said, okay, somebody has done exactly what you did, and then they've said, okay, even though they didn't have the evidence in court, they've gone and said the officer has testified to the fact that they saw, in the case I'm thinking of, I believe, was child porn. But the point is, they could have made something up, too.
They could have.
And they could have also planted something on your phone.
Yeah,
and if your password's on your phone, well, then all of a sudden, you're the only one who has access to that phone, and it had to have been you. So there's no even defense of, oh, it was somebody else.
Right. Well, the first thing I did was I wiped the phone when I got it back home and put a new operating system on it.
Yeah, I think just generally, as a general rule, your best bet is to just
not let them
take the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably not going to be able to crack it if the phone is powered off. You're probably going to be fine. If the phone's powered on and they take it, you're screwed. They can copy that whole phone and all your data, even if the phone's encrypted, is, you know, going to be visible to a forensics person.
Even if it's encrypted?
Even if it's encrypted, if the phone is on. They're going to be able to access the data on it.
When it boots up, it has to have the key in memory so that it can access the encrypted files.
Right.
And so if it's still in memory, they can take that key, which is probably not your password. But if they really know the software, and especially if they have help from Google, which they undoubtedly will, they wouldn't have much problem doing that.
I thought the FBI was like super mad at Apple and Google for having encryption systems on their phones, and they were like demanding that they remove it or put a backdoor in.
Well, so here's the thing. They did use that argument. It didn't really make a whole lot of sense because that particular phone, they actually could access the data off of it. They were choosing not to and trying to force Apple to surrender, you know, like assist them in getting the data off of it. But there's private entities that ultimately in Israel that did actually extract the data from that phone.
Were you talking about the phone from California?
The shooter? You're talking about the shooter?
The shooting in Bakersfield or whatever it was?
Yeah, something like that. Where they shot up a theater or some guy and the guy was dead, but they weren't.
No. Bakersfield was where they shot up a bureaucracy or whatever. It was like a
different incident. Okay. Well, they've made the same argument basically on a number of cases, basically.
Okay.
The same
line. I know we covered that stuff here on Free Talk Live. I vaguely recall seeing a story about how the FBI was mad as hell that there's encryption and that Apple won't give them like a master key to encryption.
Right. They want a back door for everything, basically.
Right. But you're saying that even though all that encryption exists, it's basically useless because they can still crack it?
If the phone is on, that's correct. They can. If the phone is on and they have it, even if it's got a PIN that you have to enter, and encrypted, they can still access
the data. So what would stop them from turning the phone on? Nothing.
Well, they can turn on, but if they can't enter the password because they don't know it, then they would not be able to access the data on it. It's off.
All right. More coming up here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you
you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also call in on our Discord. Call in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. Here tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
Check out more of these guys. Rich and Chris are going to be on Freedom Decrypted tomorrow at 5 o'clock Eastern Time at freedomdecrypted.com. It is a video show, first and foremost, but also available in audio format. You do have a podcast version of the audio, so folks who want to subscribe can do that. And you can also download, like, massive 1080p quality video files as well.
There are smaller files that are, like, hundreds of megs as well, including the video. So you can download it in WebM or MP4, basically. So.
Check them out. It's a freedom-oriented tech podcast and video series over at freedomdecrypted.com. So you'd asked me about my experience. So this time I was coming back from Japan and, you know, I'm going even further into preparing the devices, you know, than I've ever done before. But at the same time, I had intended to go with not allowing them to search this time just to see what happened, to play it both ways see, how
kind of too bad they didn't,
and they didn't do anything this time. So, I guess I'm not that disappointed they didn't do anything about it because, you know, I didn't have to lose my laptop, or lose my phone, but I'm like, oh, well, it's been a while since I've had a new phone, so I guess I could get, you know, I know Renee's number by heart, so, like, that would be one of the inconveniences for people because we're so reliant on our devices for storing information. How many people actually remember the phone numbers of the people that they care about? It's very unlikely that people. So, I mean, if they take your phone away from you, well, guess what? You've already missed your connecting flight. Yeah. So, like in my case, when I was coming back from Acapulco, Renee, my ex-girlfriend, was going to come pick me up at the airport in Boston.
Mm.
Well, luckily, the bureaucrat in the room, the uniformed bureaucrat, was nice enough, and he allowed me at one point to make a phone call to Renee so I could let her know, hey, don't go to the airport because I'm not going to be there. I've missed my connecting flight.
So you want to write down your important phone numbers before you go through customs.
It may be advisable to do it on your skin.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
So, yeah, just in case they take
everything
else.
Unlock your phone to take out the phone numbers. They can snatch it out of your hand and do whatever they want with it. Remember, police lie.
They sure
They're allowed to lie. They'll say they won't do that, but they just might.
So you've got to be prepared
to go.
Don't
forget about the cameras. They can also potentially go back and look at video footage to
get your password.
So if you're entering it in the airport, probably not a good idea.
So this is one of those things where you've got to be, if you're doing international travel, you've got to think about these things.
Oh, yeah.
If you care about your privacy, if you care about things, either sanitize the hell out of your devices, like with the laptop, I actually had installed a bare-bones Linux install, so all there was on the laptop was a couple of browsers.
And that's standard operating procedure for business people, to be honest.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's what most companies will require when you do international travel. They will give you another dedicated laptop.
Yeah, you don't want the you don't want the customs officials to get the KFC secret recipe that, you know, you're traveling across the border with.
Yeah, hopefully you're not traveling across the border with that, period.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So let's get into the news here about this, because it's not the EFF that you've got news about, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who does have a classified, or not classified, a class action lawsuit that they have filed against the bureaucrats in this case.
Yes. So
this is something else.
This is definitely something else. It's a story from CNET. There's a senator that proposed a bill requiring warrants to search devices at the border. The number of searches on devices at the border quadrupled over the last 4 years. So it's not, this is something that's becoming more and more common, and it is not even necessarily, even if you're not concerned about the United States, you have to remember that there's also, like, I don't know, not espionage, but something along those lines. Basically, there's basically enemies, you've got people in other countries that want to gain access, and this is including at, like, hotels and things of that nature, as well. And also, the country that you're entering has potentially got people who are looking for, like, trade secrets, things of that nature. And if you want to keep those secret, that's, another reason why you should do it, not just because, they're going to plant something on you or whatever. Unlike police, agents don't need a warrant to look through your phones, laptops, and other, like,
customs and border patrol agents,
Right, exactly. Two U.S. senators are hoping to change that with a bipartisan bill. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, and Senator Ron DePaul, a Republican from Kentucky, on Wednesday.
Ron and Ron.
Yeah.
Ron and Rand.
Introduced.
Was it Rand Paul?
Rand. Oh, yeah. Did I say Ron Paul?
Oh, you did
you say
Ron.
Rand.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Rand.
Yeah, that's Ron Paul in past tense. He's still alive.
Right. A Republican from Kentucky on Wednesday introduced the Protecting Data at the Border Act. Yeah, I'm reading from, like, this really tiny screen, which would require agents to obtain a warrant before they can search Americans' devices at the border.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the number of electronic searches at the border has spiked in the last 4 years. In 2018, the Department of Homeland Security conducted more than 33,000 searches on devices, compared with just 4,700. Well, that's still a lot. 4,764 searches in 2015.
Right.
Wow. That the number of devices they must have some sort of device that rolled out, like, across, like, significant number of these in order to do that number of searches. Customs and Border Protection declined to comment. The border is quickly becoming a rights-free zone for Americans who travel. Well, they already have. They've argued for a long time that it's a rights-free zone.
Well, yeah, that is their argument, and I think it's fallacious, because if you believe in rights, and I think rights are a good thing to believe in, then you should have your rights everywhere you go in the entire world. You should have rights everywhere.
They have, there's a Supreme Court, and probably more than one, that backs up that position. Or not that specific position, but the position that they have the right to search you at the border.
Mm-hmm.
However, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have no rights at the border. And so that's a distinction that's very important, because when the customs, agents are talking to you, they're probably going to say something like that you have no rights here. That's not at all true. And I was even told that by a cop in New Hampshire, I have no rights. And I'm just like,
to lie.
What? Yeah, and they are allowed to lie to you. That's the other thing. Police are allowed to lie.
They're trained to lie.
Right. The government should, well, I don't know if it's your fault, but certainly, I mean,
ignorance is no excuse. I mean, you've got to know your rights. You have to exercise.
Of course, when the police,
that's your fault.
When the police are ignorant, you know, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Well, but, sometimes if the police are ignorant, you can baffle them also.
Well, no, but like in court, like, you know, they can use the excuse of, oh, I didn't know, where
ignorance is an excuse.
Right. And it's disturbing. The government shouldn't be able to review your whole digital life simply because you went on vacation or had to travel for work.
Right. Man, it is really depressing when this stuff happens, because it made me, like, that happening to me after Acapulco made me, like, dread going to Japan. Because it was only, you know, it's only been a couple, three months since I went to Acapulco. It's like, I don't want to go through this again.
Yeah, I'm shocked that they didn't search you again. And the only thing I can think of is they probably have come to conclude that, you know, they're not going to find anything on you.
I don't know what they've, I don't know. I mean, maybe there's just like a random let's hit them whenever kind of thing. Who knows?
I don't. That seems more targeted to me. I don't know.
But then why didn't they do it to me the first 2 years I went to Acapulco?
Because they probably hadn't put you on a list yet, and now you're on another list. You're on more than one. We know this, right?
Which lists am I on?
Yeah, and I think
you're
it was probably
on all the lists.
My gut feeling is
all the lists.
You were added to another list more recently.
Could be.
And I think they may have concluded that they're not going to get you on. You know, you're smarter than that. You're not taking laptops with all your data on it through the airport, and they probably
They got a bunch of my data years ago when they raided the studio.
That's true.
This computer is not encrypted in any way, shape, or form. It's on 24 hours a day. So, like, you know, you want to learn about Free Talk Live's affiliate list? We got it here.
There may be another reason, and it's intimidation, right? So that's another aspect of it. But they may have come to conclude that, you know, you're not one to be easily intimidated, and you have to remember there's different people who are
bullies do want to pick on the easy marks, right? A bully is going to pick on somebody that they know they're going to be able to push around,
right? So I suspect that's probably what was going on, but you know, who knows. Law enforcement agencies have been taking advantage of the warrantless searches at the border using the information discovered in unrelated court cases the American Civil Liberties Union discovered through its related lawsuit against the DHS. You know, in New Hampshire, actually, the local police were taking advantage of, the border agents, too, until they were
banned from the courts.
Right.
Yeah.
A friend of mine got caught up in that. He got arrested at a Border Patrol checkpoint, and then he got his case dismissed because the police had no reason to be there.
Speaking of Border Patrol checkpoints, it was last year at Forkfest, and we did our epic Border
Patrol
internal checkpoint.
Oh,
video.
I still wish I could have been there.
We got to do them again.
Yeah, maybe we'll do it when you get there, and we'll make a special trip down. If they're there, I mean, maybe they won't be there.
I missed it by like 20 minutes, too.
Hey, we're out of time tonight for the radio show, so join us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com. And if you're on our, if you're watching at dlive.lrn.fm or Twitch, stay tuned. We got more coming up there.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help.
Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.